Welcome to all the bold, courageous, and powerful women tuning in to Find Your Fabulous. I'm your host, Dr. Diane, and it's time to ignite your full power. Are you ready to embrace your talents and worth and unleash the wise goddess within? I've got the information, inspiration, and revelation you need to ignite your personal power so you can stop playing small and reclaim the passion and purpose that we all hold within us. Connect with other powerful spiritual women who yearn to be fully expressed. The world needs you, full power. Let me guide you to find your fabulous and ignite your inner goddess. It all starts now on the Find Your Fabulous show. Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Diane Garrison, and you are listening to the Find Your Fabulous show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience the pathway to finding your fabulous. Join us every first and third Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Central Time, where we will have information, inspiration, and revelation to help you ignite your personal power and reclaim the passion and purpose we all hold within us. I have here today my very special guest, Miss Chloe Panta, and our fabulous producer behind the scenes, Miss Sierra. Good morning, Sierra.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. All right, in this episode, we are going to knock your socks off as we explore how to tap into the magic within each of us. I will be speaking with Chloe Panta about her new book, Untapped Magic, Manifestation Methods for Living a Limitless Life, where she reveals methods both ancient and scientific to help you unlock your full potential to create a joyous, limitless life. And it is going to be so much fun to give you a taste of this juiciness. But first, let me introduce you to Miss Chloe Panta. Chloe Panta is the author of Untapped Magic and a highly sought-after mindset expert and transformational coach who helps people achieve their ultimate life goals. She uses an evidence-based, proven system with scientific data to support its effectiveness to help her clients overcome obstacles that are keeping them stuck in their lives. Chloe has been featured in numerous media outlets, including the Los Angeles Times, Newsweek, and Medium. Chloe lives in Los Angeles, California, with her husband and their dog, Bear. Chloe, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Dr. Bell. I'm happy to be here.
Wonderful. So let's get to it. Before we start talking about this very wonderful book, I'm going to ask you the question that I ask all my guests. What does becoming full power mean to you? And how did you discover yours? And how did this becoming inspire you to write this book?
Becoming full power to me means stepping into my limitless potential. And what that means is me being able to cultivate the life that I want to live, living as my authentic self, so becoming the person that I've actually always wanted to become, and shedding anything, any layers that are keeping me from becoming that person. So on my journey, I had to ask myself when I was trying to figure out on self-discovery, how can I actually step into that power? What does that mean to me? And that simply was me chasing happiness. And that's been my entire life journey, is to just chase happiness and to cultivate that, knowing that I have the choice to be happy. No one has the power to take that away from me or to give me permission to just be. And I wrote this book for anyone who's struggling with creating their own limitless life, whatever that may look like for them, but also to cultivate happiness, joy, abundance, ease, and flow into their life easily and effortlessly. And that is why I wrote the book. And I believe each and every one of us deserve to live limitlessly, because it is our God-given right to be a limitless being and to be here living in what we want to consider the best life possible.
Absolutely. So we live in this abundant universe with the creator or divine intelligence, or however you define it, that wants us to be our best, most joyous and creative self, right? That's what your whole book is telling us.
Exactly. And the book was written for people that may not even have any knowledge of spirituality or manifestation or how to even tap into this limitless potential. So I wrote it for someone who is on their journey as a beginner, but even for someone who's been around the block, they know what they're doing and they just want to have more modalities and techniques to maybe sharpen the tools they already have. But I've written the book so that anyone can easily digest what I'm talking about and they can apply the methods to their everyday life. So that way they have the tools to empower them to manifest really, you know, what it is that we want. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Dare to dream, right? You can have a life by default or you can design it.
Exactly.
Now, you grew up in one of the roughest areas of West Detroit, right? If you could go back in time and give that younger Chloe one piece of advice, what do you think you would say to her?
I would probably say to chase my goals and my passions and to uncover what that really is, and then to go through with that versus trying to chase money or opportunities that are not aligned with who I am on an authentic level. That was something that I struggled with a lot in my teenage years, in my early 20s.
That's what the culture teaches, right?
Yeah. And I just wanted to undo all of that and peel back the layers so that I can actually step into my power and become who I am today. That's what I would tell my younger self.
Yeah, that's powerful. I love it. So Chloe, I've been studying manifestation and working with the universal laws for quite a few years. And what I love about your book is that you took some very complex ideas and made them accessible to the reader. That's like, it was precious. And you give all these wonderful practice to do and tons of affirmations. I'm writing them down myself, and mantras to help the readers build their magic. It is magical, truly. But let's start with this concept of magic so our listeners know exactly what we're talking about. We're not talking about Harry Potter and wands. What kind of magic are we talking about, Chloe?
So in my book, Untapped Magic, I'm talking about the magic of our minds. The power of our minds to actually change our outer world. And a lot of us are unaware that consciously and on a subconscious level, we are creating the world that we live in. And
yes.
Things don't just happen to us. There are no coincidences. Things happen to us by design because we've designed them, because we've co-created with the universe for those things to become our reality. And if we aren't happy with how the world looks that we're in, we need to look in the mirror and do some inner work to change what we see on the outside. So whether that's us being in a relationship we're not happy with, whether that's us not happy with ourselves for whatever reason, trying to cultivate in that self-love, just not being able to feel grateful for where we are right now and not really knowing how we got where we are. A lot of us are actually lost. And
yeah,
it talks about how we can use the power of our mind to get back on our path so that we can steer ourselves into the direction that we actually want to go versus just aimlessly floating and drifting through life, which unfortunately a lot of us are doing. A lot of us are lost. We don't have the tools and modalities to get us on track. We don't know what to do or how to get help. This book will help you, just the regular average person, to understand that the tools you seek, the power within your mind, can help you to actually create the life that you love. And I broke down a lot of difficult techniques into easy bite-sized pieces that anyone can actually create the life that they really want to live. And that's why I wrote the book. But the magic that I'm talking about is our mindset. It is the most magical that we have.
Absolutely. You are what you think, right?
Yeah,
we're going to dig into all this and the subconscious mind and all this stuff soon. But, you know, it's really important for our listeners to understand you really are what you think. And if you let your mind just do its crazy dance, you're going to go down a lot of unfortunate thought trails. But if you learn how to control what you think and what you focus on, life can be extremely different, right?
It can be. And that's why I want readers to know that the book will help you to just switch your mindset. And even one positive thought, one positive affirmation can obliterate 1,000 negative thoughts, 1,000 negative words, because it's so powerful, our mind. And I want people to realize how powerful the mind is and how to use it.
Absolutely. And it is so powerful. And what like I tell all my clients is you don't have to practice thinking negative. All you have to do is wake up. But you have to practice thinking positive and this loving self-talk that is not part of the natural design and that we have to, well, it is part of the natural design, but it gets suffocated. And we have to learn how to build our own inner positive voice, our own inner lover, becoming, our own best friend in that inner language. And that's not always easy to do. Did
And
it take you a long time to get there?
it took me some time, but I look at it as it's a muscle, it's a trust muscle. So go to the gym, you're not going to see results after one session, right? But if you continuously put in a practice 6 months from now, a year from now, you're going to be a completely different person, right? It's the same when you're trying to manifest, when you're trying to uplevel your life. It is a practice. We have to continuously practice what we're doing to see the results. And that's what people probably are unaware about. They can't just say something one time and expect magic to happen. This is a part of your life. So once we practice what we preach, that's when the magic will show up, because it is a part of our everyday life.
I love that. Right. So, even if you get yourself fit at the gym, you have to still keep going to stay fit. You can't like, oh, I'm done. My body's where it's going to be this way for the rest of my life. I mean, it would be nice, but that's not how it works. And this, I know from my own self, even with a PhD, and lots of therapy over the years, I still had a big burnout session in mid-career and had to regroup and go deeper and learn new things and really learn how to become my own best friend. That was probably one of the biggest lessons that I ever had to face myself. How to be, even though I was teaching everyone else to be kind to themselves, I still did not give myself compassion. It was, when I think about it now, it's kind of wild. Like how blind were you? Pretty blind.
No, we have to uplevel our lives continuously. And we're going to go through different phases. We're going to get uncomfortable sometimes to get to the next level. But that's just a part of growing. That's a part of us becoming the next best version of ourselves. So I think we have to give ourselves grace. And that happens because it's just the
Beautiful.
next phase for the next chapter that's coming.
That is so right, and I totally agree with you. And we're going to get deeper into these concepts in this book in just a few minutes, but we're going to go on a short break first. You are listening to Dr. Diane and the Find Your Fabulous Show. We're going to take this break, and when we come back, Chloe and I will continue to unpack her new book, Untapped Magic. But before we go to break, Chloe, how can our listeners reach out to you and how can they get their hands on your wonderful book?
So my book is everywhere, but you can find me at chloeponta.co. That's chloeponta.co. I'm also on Instagram at chloeponta.
Beautiful. And for all things fabulous, including my coaching services and free empowerment resources, you can check out my website at fullpowerwomen.com. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. I'm Dr. Diane, host of Find Your Fabulous. It's time to ignite your full power. Join me every first and third Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Connect with other bold, courageous, and powerful women who are ready to stop playing small. I've got the information, inspiration, and revelation to ignite your personal power and unleash the wise goddess within For more information, visit fullpowerwomen.com. Hello, we're back on the Find Your Fabulous show with Dr. Diane. My guest today is Chloe Panta, author and transformational coach, and we are exploring her new fabulous book, Untapped Magic, Manifestation Methods for Living a Limitless Life. Now, Chloe, you talked a lot about limiting beliefs, and we just mentioned it earlier. But in the book, a lot about limiting beliefs and how they keep us stuck and playing small. Let's speak more on that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that a lot of times we focus so much on the negative parts of our lives, what's not working out, how things are not happening for us, why we don't have money or why we don't have the perfect partner or whatever it is that we're trying to attract. We spend a lot of attention on the negative things. And in order for us to actually manifest and call in what we want, we have to think about where we are right now and realize that what we've done in the past has got us to this point right now in the present. So everything that we've done up until this point is a manifestation and a reflection of what we've done in our lives that has gotten us here right now. And if we're not happy with that, we have to first reflect and look inside of ourselves and do some inner work, but also be grateful for where we are. We have a home over our head. We have clothes on our back. We have an amazing life. And it may not be perfect, but it is a life that we're having. We are alive right now. And once we are grateful for the very small things, just that very small shift in thinking will allow us to start to attract more of that goodness in our lives. Whether we want to accept it or not, that's how the world that we live in operates. We live in a world that is energetic. And because we live in a world that is energetic, our energy will attract us to other things that are on the same wavelength as our energy. If we're in a crappy mood, we're going to attract crappy people, crappy partners, because we are on that low level wavelength. But once we lift up our energy, we're going to attract people that have high vibes, more opportunities for us, amazing experiences, because we are now operating at a level that is on a high energetic plane. And once we understand that, the smallest, simplest thing of gratitude, whether we want to do it or not, if we're in a bad mood or not, that will shift our perspective and we'll begin to manifest what we want. When we have limiting beliefs, what that means is we've been programmed to believe something that is not true. We want to change that. That can be whether we think we want more money, but our parents didn't have a lot of money, so they told us that we can't have what we want. We can't have the new pair of jeans. We can't have the new pair of shoes. They don't have enough money for us to be able to go on the school trip. Or whatever it was at a time when we were told no, we were thought that we only are going to be able to have things that are unavailable because our parents don't have the means to buy them for us. And as time has gone on, we've been looping that we won't be able to get what we want because it's not possible for us to have. So in order for us to actually eliminate a limiting belief, we have to then create the opposite of that. So right. What do we want to attract in our lives? Is that more money? We have to then let our subconscious mind know that we want to then change that belief and call in a new belief system. And we do that again by being grateful, but also changing the way that we think. We have to then cultivate a new way of thinking. And in my book, Untapped Magic, I give away so many techniques and modalities on how to actually do that in our everyday lives.
Absolutely. So let's even get a little more psychological and talk about this connection between our subconscious mind and the things we're hoping to manifest in our lives. What is this subconscious mind?
So the subconscious mind, it holds all of our long-term memories, our belief systems, our emotions, what we were taught from adolescent, even as a young adult, as a baby, we house all of those memories, those beliefs in our subconscious brain. And what happens is the subconscious part of our mind then houses those truths to show up in our real world. Now, our conscious mind is our conscious awareness of right now. Right now, me and Dr. Diane are having this conversation. This is our conscious mind aware of what's happening today. But the subconscious mind is the part of our brain that actually brings in our beliefs into our physical world. So, in order for us to change what we believe in, again, we have to rewrite our story. And that means getting rid of belief systems that no longer serve us. If we want to make more money, if we want to have the perfect partner, we have to be worthy and deserving of those things. And that means it's more than just saying, I want to have the best partner in the world, or I want to have all the money in the world. But do you believe it's possible for you to have that? Do you really believe that you can have that? And if you cannot, you have to work on rewriting your story. And what I mean by that is rewriting a limiting belief to write a new belief that you deserve to have the perfect partner. You deserve to have more than enough money. You deserve to have abundance and joy and ease and flow. And then looking in the mirror and analyzing what part of you needs to do the inner work to get what you want to have in this world.
Absolutely. I would say amen. I'm going to be a little bit of a psychologist here because I want our listeners to understand that one, we have a negatively biased nervous system. It's the same nervous system we had when we lived in caves. And it was really important in those days to be on high alert all the time. It's not so important now as we live in our locked buildings and drive in our bubble cars and to our nice offices. And it's not a dangerous life every single moment of our life anymore, but we have the same nervous system. So it picks on the negatives. And Chloe, when you talked about we tend to focus on our negative, that's why it's a no shame, no blame game. Okay. So this is how we work. When we are children, the developmental psychologists say that we are sponges, right? We are little learning machines. Just think about all the bits of information that takes to go from a helpless infant lying on their back to a toddler running around and getting into trouble. It's a lot of learning, right? We're actually operating at a genius level in those early stages. But we're also sponges, so we absorb everything from the culture, right? From our parents, from other adults, from TV, it doesn't matter. We're just sponges. So our basic belief systems are in place in a very kind of primitive form by the times we're 6 or 7 years old. But think about this. How wise are we as children? Right? So if our parents are fighting all the time, and we're self-absorbed naturally, developmentally so. So if our parents are fighting all the time, we could come up with the erroneous conclusion that I'm not lovable. There's something wrong with me that they are so unhappy all the time. And that belief is stuck in us our whole entire life, guiding the way we look at the world until you start doing these wonderful processes that Chloe's teaching in her book, right? We're stuck with these beliefs, right? One that almost all of us have is, I'm not good enough. So if that's coloring everything, what are you creating in your life? Right? All limiting patterns and, I think
To, abusive relationships, people who don't love themselves, so not knowing how to love yourself, feeling unworthy of self-love.
absolutely. And I know you talked about, like bringing in money too. So if you grow up, I know I did, in this scarcity mindset environment where money was really tight and there wasn't much going around, and you're always hearing your parents talk about how are we going to pay this, how are we going to pay that, then even after you go to school and become a professional and stuff, you still could be holding on to this. I got to work really hard because I got to get mine, because There's not enough to go around when, in actuality, we live in an abundant universe. So you could crash and burn, even though you get paid very well, all your resources, because you believe that there's not enough to go around. And is that
Yeah.
something that you're vibing with, Chloe?
Absolutely. I think that a lot of us are in the mindset where we think if we have to hold on to what is ours, that we can't share, we can't give away because there's not enough to go around. But
Right.
just as there is unlimited air for us to breathe, there are unlimited possibilities for us to have unlimited abundance in this world, enough for every single person to have exactly what they want and more. And again, it comes down to limiting beliefs, letting the limiting beliefs go, and then cultivating and crafting new belief systems that will empower us to live again a
Absolutely.
limitless life.
So even though these beliefs are unconscious and we've had them for a long time and they're guiding the way we look at life, the beautiful thing is they can be changed and we can change them. It takes work, but we can change them. And that's what Chloe's book is all about. How do we create that magic? How do we make all that change? And I just love you have these like formulas in there. And the one that like really caught my mind was intention plus essence equals manifestation. And tell us a little bit about that.
So the intention plus the essence, it equals the manifestation. What I mean by that is we have to have an intention behind the manifestation, what we want, plus the essence, which is what I would consider the qualities of the manifestation. So if we're asking for, let's say, $1 million, well, what is the quality of having the money? It isn't the money, but it's actually the qualities that the money will provide. The money will provide safety, security, protection, being able to feel ease and flow and peace. Those are the qualities or the essences that the money will bring. So the manifestation may not be exactly $1 million. Maybe for you, maybe that's an extra 100,000 or 200,000 or whatever the number is for you to feel safe and secure, to have ease and flow in your life. So when we're manifesting something, it isn't about the actual manifestation. It is about what the quality of that thing will bring into our lives. If we're calling an actual house, why this particular house? What do you want specifically? Is it to live in a gated community? Is it to have nice neighbors on a quiet street in a cul-de-sac with a park behind your home? Those are the essences of the manifestation. When we focus on that, and also the feeling of what it would actually feel like to have that as your reality, that's when it becomes our real world because it is something that we are calling in that we feel worthy and deserving of having in our life.
Beautiful. Oh, I love that. Well, we're going to unpack more of this after another short break. I'm Dr. Diane, and you're listening to Find Your Fabulous. And when we come back, Chloe and I are going to start talking about energetics. But before we go to break, Chloe, how can our listeners reach out to you and get their hands on this wonderful book?
So I'm available at chloeponta.co. I'm also on Instagram at chloeponta. And you can get my book wherever books are sold on Amazon, Barnes and Noble's, Target, anywhere. And that's about how you can reach out to me.
Beautiful. And to learn about my coaching services and free empowerment resources, check out my website at fullpowerwomen.com. And if you missed any information on this show or want to catch this or any of the other replays, you can also access that from my website. Want to talk to me directly? Email me at drdiane@fullpowerwomen.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. I'm Dr. Diane, host of Find Your Fabulous. It's time to ignite your full power. Join me every first and third Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Connect with other bold, courageous, and powerful women who are ready to stop playing small. I've got the information, inspiration, and revelation to ignite your personal power and unleash the wise goddess within. For more information, visit fullpowerwomen.com. We're back on Find Your Fabulous with Dr. Diane, with my very special guest, Chloe Panta, and we are exploring the teachings in her fabulous book, Untapped Magic, Manifestation Methods for Living a Limitless Life. So Chloe, quantum physics tells us that everything is made out of energy and all energy is connected. This is the magic that you're teaching your readers to tap into. Our vibrational self, our magnetism. Let's dig into this.
Yeah. So in the book, I talk about higher thought energetics and also lower thought energetics. And what I mean by that is there are some emotions that are on a wavelength, energetic wavelength, that will keep us stuck. This is why some people are in poverty and they've been in poverty their entire lives, and they don't change, they will continue to be in poverty. This is why some people are extremely wealthy and things come to them easily and effortlessly, and they will continue to attract more abundance and wealth. It is because they operate on a wavelength that is allowing in abundance. When we have feelings of anger, jealousy, envy, these are low-level thought energetics. And what that means is we attract on a subconscious level other types of low level energies, toxic relationships, toxic people, toxic work environments, things that we don't want to happen in our lives. They come to us because we are operating on such a low energetic level. When we raise our vibe, and what I mean by that again is when we are thinking about how grateful we are, things that are working out in our lives, we are raising our vibes. But also in the book, I've created what I call creative imaginings, and these are subliminal audios that will help us to rewrite our subconscious mind and to actually rewrite negative limiting beliefs to call in new ones. When we listen to these audio tracks, they help to uplift our energetics. And what I mean by that is it will help us to raise above low-level thought energetics to become higher thought energetics, that we are attracting more of what we want. And that is more love, that is more abundance, that is ease, that is flow. These are higher thought energetics. And that means when we operate on this level, we're going to attract to us what is on this level. That can be better people in our lives, better opportunities for us, more abundance, more ease, safety, security. These are all high thought energetics. So when I talk about this in the book, I want people to know when you're having a bad day, you can't just sit in that. You can't let the entire day become just a terrible, bad day. If one incident happens to you that isn't good, let it just flow through you and then move on. You can feel what it feels like, but then once that moment has passed, carry on with your day and think about again how grateful you are to be alive, to have your job, to have your house, your car, clothes. Because when you think about these things, you are raising your vibe. And when you get in the habit of doing that, every day you will continue to raise your energetic level. And then what you want to call in, your manifestation, will come to you because you are on that energetic level that is matching the thing that you're trying to call in and manifest in your life.
Yeah. I mean, you talk about vibes and we're talking about actual vibration, energy vibration. And I think of a simple example, like you can walk into a room or a party and the vibe, the energy can be really inviting and exciting and juicy. Or you can walk into a room like a conference room and go, damn, I'm leaving. It is so heavy and low vibration. So we feel this energy all the time, but we don't think, you know, in quantum physics, we don't think about the vibration of energy, right? But have you ever heard of Dr. David Hawkins and the Map of Consciousness?
I haven't.
Oh, well, you have to look it up. So Dr. David Hawkins devoted much of his career into mapping out the very thing you're talking about, the vibration of different states of a consciousness. And the highest, enlightenment, is like at 700 hertz, and the lowest, shame, is at like 20 hertz. And he has this whole map, and and it's like color-coded and stuff about these different vibration levels so that we can understand that yes, shame is a very heavy vibration, very low level, and you feel low if you're not in shame or grief or depression. And he kind of mapped out these different areas. We've got the really lowest level is suffering. Next, we have struggle. Then we have, which is like suffering would be like shame, guilt, grief, and struggle would be fear, anger, pride. Then we get into transformation where we start being open to change. And that's the vibration of willingness and acceptance. Then heart-centered when we get into love and compassion. Higher consciousness, joy and peace, and the ultimate God or Christ consciousness, which is he termed enlightenment at 700 hertz. And I don't know if you ever play around it, but when I'm looking up meditation music to use for workshops and stuff, I go check out the hertz level that the music has. So I'm like, oh, it's gotta be up there. It's gotta be 400 or above if I'm gonna use this.
I
So
actually,
you
no, go ahead, Dr. Diane.
no, you comment that I was gonna change the topic a little bit, so
No, I was just going to say, actually, when I meditate, I don't listen to anything. I just sit in quiet and peace, and I whatever comes, it comes. But actually, I can't. I find that I drift when I have music playing when I meditate.
That's
Now,
interesting.
yeah, it's very interesting. Now, when I'm going to sleep, I can listen to a subliminal audio, and then I can either hear the words that are being programmed into my subconscious mind, and I have the best dreamless sleep I've ever had. But when I meditate, I need complete silence. I cannot meditate with music. So for me, it's different.
Well, and here's a wonderful thing to know that there is no one way to meditate and there is no one right way. And like when I personally meditate, I don't bother with music. But when I lead a group, I usually do that to set like a environmental tone of vibration, and it's always that soft electronic woo-woo music, But there is no one right way, but to let yourself meditate. Now that's powerful. So I want to change the topic a little bit. So you talk about, we talked about all this frequency and the high energetics and low energetics, and this very important concept that we need to match the frequency of our dream's vibration in order to manifest that. Like, so our dream is glorious and beautiful and big, and we have to get our own energetics to match that. And how do we practically begin to do that, Chloe?
So there are so many ways, but one way that I have found that has been really successful is when we listen to what I call creative imaginings. And these again are subliminal audios. So what are subliminal audios? Subliminal
Yes.
audios are audio messages that reach our subconscious mind to help rewrite the truths and the beliefs that we've been taught since we were, again, babies, adolescents, teenagers, even as young adults. So that way we can change our belief system. So when we do that, we're telling the subconscious mind, take away the scarcity mindset, and I want you to put in that I believe anything is possible for me, that I can have more than enough abundance, I can have the perfect partner, the perfect career, and opportunities will be abound to me. We have to then, when we do that, we're cultivating in a new way of thinking when we have that in our subconscious mind. So when we believe that, we then begin to see these things pop up in our realities. We can't just say again, I want $1 million and we don't feel worthy of having that, right? We have to be on the same, what I call frequency level of the $1 million. If we're not on that same wavelength, we're never going to attract it. But again, we have to get clear on what are the essences we're trying to call in. Is it simply to feel safe, secure, abundance, to feel ease and flow, to have a zero stress job? Well, maybe that's not $1 million. Maybe that's something else. What is it? We have to get clear on that. So when we manifest what we want, we're able to call in what we are believing to be true for us to have. And again, whatever our energy is matching, that's going to be what we get. That's what we're going to receive. So if we're thinking about shame or invisibility or low self-worth, we're only going to attract what's on that energetic wavelength. If we want to call in more, we have to raise our vibes again with the creative imaginings. That's how we do that with subliminal audios. We can then raise our conscious awareness to match that of what we want to have in this world.
Yeah, it's so powerful. So I'm hearing like, okay, so you have to be clear about what you're trying to call in, right? So that's your intention, or what I might call the vision. And then you also have to have a clear idea or a feeling, a sense of the essence qualities of it. What is it going to bring to you? How are you going to feel? How is that version of me going to walk in that world, in that life, and be able to hold that vibration to actually then call in what it is that you have this dream or vision about. If I got that clear.
You have. And there's one other piece that I didn't mention that's vital to anything happening, and that is taking aligned, actionable steps. We have to take the action in order for us to get what we want. We can't just dream about $1 million, sit back and just let the money come. We actually have to do the work to bring that
Yes.
into our lives. That's where a lot of us get stuck at.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of misunderstanding about the law of attraction. Like, all I have to do is really envision this thing that I want and it's going to come to me. And it's like, no, you got to take steps in order to get the energy flowing. One of my mentors, Mary Morrissey, always says, a vision without action is just entertainment.
Exactly. Beautifully said.
You got to take those steps. And here's the really cool part. You don't have to have it mapped out like a business plan, right? You just have to figure out what you can do right now with what you have to take a step towards that dream, and then trust that the universe is going to enlighten you on what comes next, or who you should talk to, or it is magic. It truly is magic.
It is. It's invisible. Magic by having an invisible trust muscle with the universe. That's how.
Ooh, I love that trust muscle.
Yeah.
We're going to head into another break now. You are listening to Dr. Diane and Find Your Fabulous Show. When we come back, Chloe and I are going to continue and pack all this juicy, magical stuff. But before we go to break, Chloe, tell us another time how our listeners can reach out to you and how they can get their hands on your wonderful book.
So my book is listed on my website. It's chloeponta.co. Also, wherever books are sold, you can also find me on Instagram at chloeponta.
Right, and we will have a link right on the podcast description, so don't you worry, listeners, and it'll take you right to Amazon. And for all things fabulous, including my coaching services and free empowerment resources, you can check out my website at fullpowerwomen.com. And we're heading off to another short break. I'm Dr. Diane, host of Find Your Fabulous. It's time to ignite your full power. Join me every first and third Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Connect with other bold, courageous, and powerful women who are ready to stop playing small. I've got the information, inspiration, and revelation to ignite your personal power and unleash the wise goddess within. For more information, visit fullpowerwomen.com. We are back on Find Your Fabulous with Dr. Diane, and I'm here with my special guest, Chloe Panta, and we're exploring the teachings in her fabulous book, Untapped Magic: Manifestation Methods for Living a Limitless Life. So I want to dig now into the very important concept of the authentic self. What is it? How do we become disconnected from it? And how do we welcome it back in our lives?
So, when we were babies, when we were born into this world, we came here already whole. We were unscathed, we were perfect, we were just as we were. But as time has gone on, we've taken on the beliefs of our caregivers, our parents, our peers, school teachers, friends, the media. And because of that, we've built up what I call layers to protect us. So the layers are layers that really don't belong to us. And I feel that our journey in this world is to actually get back to our whole worthy, authentic self by unpeeling the layers that we've built up. So the layers of shame, of pain, of programming, of invisibility, of unworthiness. And once we get to that point, we're then able to become our whole authentic selves. So in the book, Untapped Magic, I talk about how we can actually peel back the layers and step into who we were meant to be unapologetically. A lot of us are fearful of being who we were meant to be because of what others may perceive us as, or how they may think of us, or what someone will say or not say. And because of that fear, we're not living in our authentic self, attracting to us what we were meant to actually attract. And that can repel us from opportunities, from the perfect people, because we are afraid to step into who we were meant to be. So when I talk about the authentic self, I want us to be able to get back to that person and to be able to live in that type of life and not being fearful of what someone else may say or think of us. So that's what I talk about and what I mean when I say our authentic self.
Yeah, when I think of authentic self, I also think of our highest consciousness or soul self, I sometimes call it. And it's that part of us that is so pure and always connected to the higher power, to the divine intelligence, whatever you want to call it. You know, so that part of us that is and will be after the physical body has decided it's enough, you know? And so that's the purest part of us, right?
It is. And you know, it's funny because on my journey to self-discovery, this was when I was actually kind of teetering on, well, what do I really want to become? Who am I? How do I figure out what my life's journey is? What am I supposed to do in this world? How am I supposed to actually show up? And I went to this one retreat, and the one thing that stuck to me that made so much sense to me was when the teaching that I was listening to and I was experiencing, I was taught that we are not this mind, we are not this body. We are simply a spiritual being having a human experience. And that made so much sense to me because it meant that I am here to be who I am meant to be. It's okay to be who I am in my unique own way. I don't have to fit in or be anyone else. I can be who I am and show up as I am and still make an impact in this world. And that made so much sense. Like, this is my authentic self. This is why I am who I am, and I'm an individual, though we are all connected. I am still my own authentic self. And that just made all the sense to me in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've used that phrase all the time. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. And if we can tap into that, I think that all these different ideas and practices that you are offering through your beautiful book become easier to wrap your mind around it. We're not doing this 3D, you know, analyze the heck out of everything, problem solve the heck out of everything. We're like tuning in to the very essence and spirit of who we are meant to be on this planet at this time to share our gifts in the biggest way we can possibly figure out.
Yeah, and I think if a lot of us did that and we were not afraid to do that, we would live in such a beautiful, beautiful world where we wouldn't have so much violence, or there wouldn't be wars, there wouldn't be anything, because we would just live in a harmonious world where we all are connected and we all are individual, but we all respect each other based upon knowing that we have our own individual characteristics. So that's something I talk about in my book, Untapped Magic, to help each of us step into that power that we have and to actually own that power and not give it away to anyone else because we think that we're unworthy of being who we are and not feeling shameful or guilty for being radically different than anybody else and being okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, we were programmed as kids, no fault of our own. It's how our nervous systems are designed. And but we don't have to stay being guided and ruled by our childish, because we were children, beliefs. We can look around and say, hey, no, I have grown, I have accomplished this, I've developed this. I am so much more than what I thought. And it's owning the truth of who you've become that really gives you the freedom to become even more.
Yeah, beautifully said. No,
Yeah.
with you. And I wrote the book to help people that may be afraid to step out of their shell to know that it's okay. And I think that with the media now, there's a lot of diverse voices. We see a lot of individuals who are who they are authentically as an individual being themselves. And that gives others the courage to actually step out and become themselves, knowing that there's someone that looks like me that's doing what I want to do. They're doing it. They're courageous. They're brave. I should be able to do that. I have the power to do that as well. So I want people to know that you can become who you want to be. It's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned just a minute ago fear. And I want to talk a little bit more about that because, you know, the animal part of us, this body, is really ruled by things that make us afraid. And you talk about how, you know, how do we stop letting the fear, or how do we prevent fear from stopping us to move forward, you know, because like fear isn't the sign that stop, actually. It's like, oh, you must be on your green growing edge because the fear's coming up. So what are some of the things? Oh, and another one of your wonderful formulas, that faith over fear equals the fruitful life. Talk to us a little bit more about that.
So a lot of us, we go through fear, and fear is basically the subconscious mind bringing to our forefront, do you really want to do this? Is this something that you really want to do? Because it hasn't been done before. So our analytical mind doesn't know how we're going to be able to do this thing because it hasn't been done in the past. So because it's going to be brand new, there is no way to figure out how to actually achieve it or overcome it. But again, that's when the trust muscle comes into play because we're trusting to co-create with the universe that we are going to be able to overcome this fear to actually get what we want in this world. So when we have a fear, we have to ask ourselves, do we want to stay complacent? Do we want to stay where we are right now? Or do we want to take a chance and have faith over fear and create a fruitful life? So we have to do the thing that scares us to be able to get over the fear. That can be going into a new career. That can be anything that is scary to us. We have to do that thing anyway in order for us to see, can we achieve our goals and cultivate in our manifestation? So a lot of us are paralyzed by fear because of either something that has happened before to us or someone we know, or there's an experience that doesn't belong to us. We've taken it as our own. And when that happens, we have to ask ourselves, is this mine? Does this really belong to me? I wrote in the book a chapter about me being afraid to ride a bike for a long
For
time
that,
because
yeah.
My mother hit somebody on a bike, and I was so scared. I was paralyzed with fear that I never got on a bike for over 15 years. And then when I'm like, this is just stupid, just get on the bike. So I went on the bike, and I was dead scared because I was, in the street. And this is in, Laguna Beach, somewhere in Southern California. There's a lot of cars on the street. And I did it anyway. And that propelled me to face my fear. And now I can ride my bike. I mean, it's in an enclosed trail, but I'm riding my bike again. I was able to get over that fear. So we have to do that thing, but also
Brave
ask.
action, right?
Yeah, it's a brave action, but we have to ask ourselves, is this fear mine? Is it mine?
Right.
We
Is it the
have to ask
cultures
ourselves.
or is it something else? Right.
Yeah.
And we are already at the end of our show. I can't believe it. This has been so much fun. But before we wrap up, Chloe, tell us one more time how our listeners get to reach out to you and how they can get their hands on this juicy book.
You can reach me at chloeponta.co, And my book is available wherever books are sold. I also have the link to where you can buy the book on my website. I'm also on Instagram at Chloe Ponta. That's how you can get in touch with me.
We will have that very same link right on the podcast description so that you can get connected to her book after you listen to our podcast. And if you want to get connected to me, please check out my website at fullpowerwomen.com or reach out to me directly at drdiane@fullpowerwomen.com. I want to thank my special guest, Chloe Panta, for sharing such beautiful information with us. And I want to thank all you, my dear listeners, for tuning in to the Find Your Fabulous show. I had a wonderful time, as I always do. Please join us every first and third Monday of the month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Central Time, and 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see you back here again on May 6th. Well, I will be talking about the juicy concept of universal spirituality. Until then, go out and find your fabulous. Bye-bye now. I'm your host, Dr. Diane, and you have been listening to Find Your Fabulous. It's time to ignite your full power. Tune in every first and third Monday of the month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio for information, inspiration, and revelation to ignite your personal power. Connect with other bold, courageous, and powerful women who are ready to stop playing small and reclaim the passion and purpose that we all hold within us. The world needs you, full power. To find your fabulous and ignite your inner goddess, visit fullpowerwomen.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.